What if the very thoughts meant to protect you are actually keeping you trapped? Consider Sarah, a marketing executive who spent years believing she was fundamentally inadequate. Every minor mistake at work confirmed her deepest fear: I'm a failure. She'd replay conversations obsessively, certain her colleagues judged her harshly. Her anxiety grew so intense, she began calling in sick, avoiding the very career she'd worked years to build. Sarah's story isn't unusual. Millions live inside mental prisons constructed entirely from their own thoughts. The remarkable truth? These prisons have no locks. Cognitive behavioral therapy offers something revolutionary: practical tools to dismantle the walls we've built in our minds, one thought at a time. CBT didn't emerge from abstract theory. It was born from clinical necessity. Traditional psychoanalysis left patients spending years exploring childhood memories with minimal relief. Behavioral pioneers discovered something surprising: you could dramatically improve psychological conditions simply by changing what people did without excavating their past. Meanwhile, psychiatrist Aaron Beck noticed something curious about his depressed patients. Their suffering wasn't caused by their circumstances alone, but by how they interpreted those circumstances. A patient might have a successful career, loving family, and good health, yet feel utterly worthless because of a single critical thought pattern: nothing I do matters. The integration of these approaches created something more powerful than either alone. Our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors form an interconnected system. Anxious thoughts trigger physical anxiety, which leads to avoidance behaviors, which reinforce the original anxious thoughts. Break the cycle at any point, and the entire system begins to shift. Before using CBT tools, you need direction. Maria initially wanted to be a better parent, but refined this to something specific: read to my daughter for 20 minutes each evening before bed. Measurable, achievable, and deeply meaningful. Developing goals requires examining six life domains. For relationships, focus on what's within your control. You can commit to expressing needs clearly, even if you can't control others' responses. Work goals should address whether your job provides appropriate challenge, neither soul-crushing boredom nor overwhelming stress. Physical health encompasses movement, nutrition, sleep, and substance use. Here's what makes this hopeful: while we don't choose the brain we're born with, we can use our brains to reshape our brains. Depression whispers a seductive lie: rest until you feel better, then resume living. Beth believed this. As stressors accumulated, she stopped exercising, abandoned reading, declined social invitations. As activity decreased, mood worsened, a vicious downward spiral. Behavioral activation flips the script. Don't wait to feel better before resuming activities. Instead, gradually start rewarding activities even without motivation. As William James observed, action and feeling move together. By regulating action, which we control, we indirectly regulate feeling. Begin by clarifying your values, ongoing principles like being present with family. Next, identify specific activities supporting these values. Rate each activity's difficulty: 1, easy; 2, moderate; 3, hard. Start with easier activities, building momentum. Schedule each activity specifically in your calendar at least a day ahead. When the time arrives, follow through despite low motivation. This systematic re-engagement creates an upward spiral. Improved mood generates more energy, enabling more activity, which further improves mood. While behavioral activation addresses actions, CBT targets thinking. Though invisible, thoughts wield incredible power, determining whether we forgive or retaliate, engage or withdraw, persevere or surrender. These negative automatic thoughts arise effortlessly, without deliberate effort. We typically assume our thoughts reflect reality objectively, so we need strategies to identify problematic thinking. Key clues include sudden shifts toward negative emotions, persistent negative feelings, or difficulty acting in line with goals. Our thinking contains systematic biases, especially during emotional extremes. Common distortions include black and white thinking, seeing only extremes, shoulding, rigid beliefs about how things ought to be, overgeneralization, applying one instance universally, catastrophizing, exaggerating negative outcomes, discounting positives, emotional reasoning, assuming feelings reflect facts, fortune telling, predicting negative futures, mind reading, assuming you know others' thoughts, and personalization, taking excessive responsibility. Here's the key insight. Events don't directly cause emotions. Our interpretations do. A disappointing performance review might trigger, "I'm failing at everything," leading to depression, or "my boss doesn't appreciate me," leading to anger. Same event, different interpretations, completely different responses. After identifying negative thoughts, examine their accuracy by looking for supporting and contradicting evidence, identifying thinking errors, and developing a more accurate perspective. Consider George, a graduate student, devastated by teaching evaluations. Until he counted them, positive comments outnumbered negative ones 10-1. His automatic focus on criticism had distorted reality. When a thought triggers disproportionate emotions, use the downward arrow technique to uncover core beliefs by repeatedly asking what a thought means. Negative automatic thoughts stem from deeper core beliefs about ourselves, others, and the world. These beliefs are global, "I'm worthless" versus "I struggled with that task," rigid, and overgeneralized. Our brains develop mental filters that admit only confirming evidence, perpetuating the cycle. Core beliefs emerge from genetic predisposition combined with life experiences. While emotional tendencies may be inherited, specific content stems from personal history, particularly childhood experiences or trauma. Beliefs adaptive in childhood often persist unhelpfully into adulthood. To identify them, look for recurring themes in negative thoughts using the downward arrow technique. Change core beliefs by treating them as hypotheses to test rather than truths. Review your history for supporting and contradicting evidence. Sophie believed herself fundamentally flawed until objectively reviewing her achievements, friendships, and accomplishments. Track daily evidence for and against your belief. Prepare rational responses before automatic thoughts arise. Record 3 daily successes and their causes, and brush off familiar negative thoughts with a set phrase once examined. This work requires patience, but yields a more accurate, compassionate self-view. Mindfulness addresses 2 problematic tendencies: dwelling on the past or future, and constantly judging experiences. These habits create unnecessary suffering through rumination, anxiety, and resistance to reality. Mindfulness means bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing the sky's color while walking your dog, feeling the ground beneath your feet, hearing your dog's sounds. This presence allows you to experience richness in mundane activities while preventing rumination and worry. The second core feature is acceptance, opening to your experience as it unfolds. Consider Matt's story with his daughter's bedtime. By releasing his need to control when she fell asleep and accepting "this is what's happening right now," he transformed frustration into a precious moment. Acceptance doesn't mean abandoning preferences. It means holding them more lightly. Mindfulness helps with anxiety, ADHD, chronic pain, depression, eating disorders, anger, insomnia, OCD, relationship difficulties, smoking cessation, and stress. Develop mindfulness through formal practices: sitting meditation, body scan, ambient sound meditation, loving kindness meditation, and movement like yoga. To start, practice when alert, find a quiet place, sit comfortably, close your eyes, set a timer for 5 minutes, notice breathing sensations, and gently return attention to breath when your mind wanders. Common reactions include boredom, frustration, restlessness, sudden task remembrance, and racing thoughts. These are normal, not signs of failure. Practice mindfulness in everyday activities by focusing on sensory experiences and bringing beginner's mind to familiar activities. Anxiety follows an inverted U pattern. Moderate amounts motivate action, while excessive levels impair performance. Even without clinical disorders, fear subtly limits potential through avoiding risks, living by others' expectations, or dodging vulnerability. Cognitive techniques work before anxiety overwhelms. Recognize anxiety isn't dangerous. Reassess actual danger likelihood using evidence. Reevaluate how bad feared outcomes truly are. Test predictions by recording outcomes versus fears. Behavioral strategies center on exposure therapy. Facing fears directly teaches your nervous system danger is exaggerated and builds confidence. Mindfulness approaches include slow breathing, focusing on present moments using senses, directing attention outward rather than monitoring symptoms, and embracing uncertainty. Procrastination stems from fearing unpleasantness or poor performance, permission-giving thoughts, I deserve a break, and negative reinforcement. Avoidance relief becomes rewarding. Cognitive strategies include noticing permission-giving thoughts, remembering procrastination's harm, avoiding virtuous avoidance, doing other productive tasks instead, and challenging perfectionism. Behavioral strategies include external reminders, distraction-free zones, breaking tasks into subtasks, committing to just starting, and focused work sessions. Mindfulness strategies include accepting discomfort as part of meaningful work and returning focus when distracted. While individual techniques have small effects, combining approaches dramatically increases success. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Sleep is fundamental. Most adults need 7 to 9 hours nightly. Sleep deprivation affects mood, energy, concentration, relationships, work performance, and driving ability. During sleep, our brains consolidate learning and memory while our bodies heal. Diet profoundly impacts mental health. A Mediterranean-style diet, vegetables, fruits, nuts, legumes, whole grains, fish, and healthy fats reduces depression risk by up to 58%. Exercise benefits extend beyond physical health, improving anxiety, depression, eating disorders, substance use disorders, and chronic pain. It works by improving sleep, releasing endorphins, creating accomplishment, interrupting unhelpful thoughts, increasing brain blood flow, and providing social connection. Being outdoors significantly benefits mental health. People who move to greener neighborhoods experience sustained improvements, partly because these areas encourage recreational walking and social connection. Helping others creates reciprocal benefit. The better we feel, the more we give, and the more we give, the better we feel. Serving others reduces anxiety and depression by providing meaning, triggering oxytocin release, and stimulating dopamine's reward system. Practicing gratitude reveals how much joy is available to us. Research links gratitude with improved mood, lower depression risk, and stronger relationships. Expressing gratitude to others proves more effective than simply reflecting on it. These practices work synergistically. Combining Mediterranean diet with physical activity and socializing reduce depression risk by 50% compared to just 20% from diet alone. Your mind is powerful and trainable. The prison walls were never real. They were thoughts you believed, and thoughts can be changed.